always say that you can tell the true integrity and the true character of a person in the midst of controversy. And I was determined not to fail this test. Mm-hmm. You know, I was determined that I was going to walk it out, you know, in love and in righteousness and integrity. And that's exactly, I praise God. Mm-hmm. You know, I was determined that I was going to walk it out, you know, in love and in righteousness and integrity. And that's exactly, I praise God.
I was determined that I was going to walk it out, you know, in love and in righteousness and integrity, and that's exactly, I praise God.
I was determined that I was going to walk it out, you know, in love and in righteousness and integrity. That's exactly, I praise God. You know, I praise him because it was his strength. You know, I had a lot of days when I had to pick myself up off the bathroom floor and days that I felt like killing myself.
What?
Killing myself. You know, I had a moment, Howard, where I laid all the pills out and said, forget it. I just want to end it all.
What?
Because, you know, I've been in ministry 25 years. You know, I've served God. I've preached harder than any woman I know.
What?
You know, I've laid hands on people. I've sown seeds. And this is all I get.
Because I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm sick and tired of not having money.
And the Lord began to let me see that you about to give up on the best part, because the part that you've been praying to receive, and that is power with me, power and authority over these grounds, I'm now ready to give that to you. And besides, you know, that was just too much power to give to anybody, to take the whole legacy of everything that you've worked for.
What?
Take the legacy of the last name Bynum and let it go down in history as a woman of God that took her life in a hotel room. Took her life in a hotel room. And I told the devil no. And I made a decision that not only was I going to live, but I was going to live for every person that may be going through the same thing.